Hey everyone, welcome back. You know that feeling, that urge to just leap into a pile of leaves?
Oh, yeah.
We asked you guys to send us stories about autumn leaves, and well, we got a good one. We're diving deep, deep into the leaf jumping adventure. It's all about kids, leaves, and maybe some sneaky science along the way.
Using a children's story for a deep dive, I gotta say, I'm curious. You never know where you'll find those hidden gems of knowledge, right?
Totally. So picture this. Jamie, Case, and Milo, you know how kids are. They're on a mission to build the biggest, baddest leaf pile ever. And the story doesn't hold back on the details. Vibrant reds, oranges, yellows, the whole autumn palette. Naturally, Case, the curious one, pipes up with, why dido leaves change color?
Ah, the classic question. It's like the trees are putting on a grand finale before winter.
It's true. It's like they decided to throw a party.
Right. So we've got to talk about chlorophyll. It's the pigment that gives leaves their green color throughout the spring and summer.
Photosynthesis.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Chlorophyll is all about capturing sunlight, that energy powerhouse where the tree can make its food.
But why the costume change when fall rolls around?
Well, as the days get shorter and the temperatures drop, the trees start prepping for their winter slumber. It's less about partying and more about practicality, really.
Okay, I'm with you.
So as the tree starts to wind down for winter, that chlorophyll, it begins to break down.
Makes sense. So what's up with all the yellows and oranges then?
Now, those colors, they've been there all along, hidden under that dominant green chlorophyll.
Like a magic trick, it was there the whole time.
Sort of. Think of it like this: those pigments, the carotenoids and anthocyanins, they're responsible for those vibrant yellows, oranges, and even some reds. They were always there, just masked by the chlorophyll.
So are you saying different trees have different color palettes?
Yeah.
Because the story mentions how the maple tree is this blazing red, but the oak is more, well, low-key.
You hit the nail on the head. Different species, different pigment combos. It's like their own unique autumn wardrobe.
Wow, trees have wardrobes now. I love it.
And the reasons behind those specific colors. Well, that's a whole other rabbit hole we could explore. Some scientists believe those vibrant colors might attract beneficial insects, even late in the season.
Wow, no kidding. Trying to squeeze in those last visits before winter.
Right. And then there's the idea that those colors could act as a kind of sunscreen, protecting the leaves from excess sunlight during the winter months when they're at their most vulnerable.
Sunscreen in winter? That's wild. You know, this reminds me of something else from the story. Milo, our resident leaf expert, it seems, points out that the oak tree's leaves look totally different from the maple's.
He's a sharp one, that Milo. And he's right, those subtle differences in leaf shape, they're not just there for looks. They're a tree's way of maximizing its efficiency.
Efficiency? You mean like how much sunlight they can soak up?
Exactly. A wider leaf, like those on a maple tree, can capture more sunlight. But those pliny lobes, they actually help prevent the leaf from getting too weighed down with water, especially during heavy rainfall.
Oh, I get it. It's like a built-in drainage system.
Precisely. And those serrated edges on an oak leaf, they increase the surface area, allowing for better gas exchange during photosynthesis. Plus, they might even help deter hungry insects from munching on them too much.
Wow, who knew leaves were so strategic?
It's all about survival, my friend. And if you really want to get into it, we could delve into the fascinating world of leaf morphology, simple versus compound leaves.
Go for it. I'm all ears.
Okay, so imagine a simple leaf like you'd find on a maple or oak tree. It's got one single leaf blade connected to the stem. Pretty straightforward, right?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Now, compound leaves, like those you'd find on an ash or walnut tree, those are where things get interesting. Imagine multiple leaflets, almost like mini leaves, all arranged along a central stalk.
So it's like the leaf has a leaf.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah.
Each leaflet looks like a separate leaf, but they all work together as part of one larger structure.
That's amazing. Nature is so creative. I'm definitely going to be looking at leaves differently now. But getting back to our story, Jamie, Camus, and Milo, they've finally finished their epic leaf pile.
Sounds like a job well done.
And they are knee-deep in it, having an absolute blast. The story really captures that sensory overload, the sound of crunching leaves, the feeling of them scattering around. It brings me back.
It's like our brains are hardwired for this.
Yeah.
You know, to find joy in those simple sensory experiences, especially in nature.
It really is the best kind of reset button.
Right. Think about it. The feeling of crunchy leaves beneath your feet, that earthy smell that fills the air, the sunlight filtering through the branches, it's like nature's own stress reliever.
And science backs that up, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Studies have shown that spending time in nature, even just raking leaves, can do wonders for our mental and physical well-being.
So true.
Reduce stress levels, improved focus, even a boost in creativity. Nature has this incredible ability to ground us.
It's a reminder to slow down and appreciate the simple things. Well, our deep dive into the leaf jumping adventure has certainly taken us on quite a journey. From the science behind those vibrant colors, to those fascinating leaf shapes, and even the psychological benefits of getting lost in a pile of leaves who knew there was so much to discover.
It's amazing what we can learn when we take the time to look closer, isn't it?
It really is. And on that note, before we wrap up, I'd like to leave you with something to ponder. If trees could choose their fall colors, what color would your favorite tree pick and why? We'd love to hear your thoughts. Until next time, keep those brains buzzing and maybe go find yourself a leaf pile to jump in.